So we mentioned that one of the areas where malacha is permitted is the malachas of eichel nefesh. So eichel nefesh is permitted. Any type of malacha which is necessary directly for eichel nefesh, there's no question about that, it's permitted. If a person wants to go and pick fruits, he can't pick fruit on Shabbos, he can't pick fruit on Yom Kippur, a person can pick fruit on Chol HaMoed to eat, or to make into a pie, or to make into applesauce, or whatever he wants to do. It's not a question. A person wants to go fishing, to catch some fish, to eat the fish on Chol HaMoed, catch the fish to eat on Yom Kippur, so that he's allowed to go fishing. That's directly Eichel Nefesh, and it's not a question. What about Machshir Eichel Nefesh? It's not something so his fishing rod needs to be fixed to be able to, there's something that has to fix it. So that's also permitted. A person can do machshir eichel nefesh for the purpose of using it for Yom Tov. It's more to even a ma'isa uman would be permitted. However, mechavin malach to the moed, you know, I want to go fishing chol moed, I'm very busy every Yom Tov, and my fishing rod needs to be fixed, I'll fix it chol moed before I go. That's awesome. You cannot, this is specifically leave something which could have been done before Yom Tov for Chol HaMoed, saying I'll then do it on Chol HaMoed and take care of it then before I do my malacha. So mechavin malach to lemoed is also on machshir eichel nefesh. Eichel nefesh itself, maybe it's permitted, but for machshir eichel nefesh, it's a problem. What limitations do we have for eichel nefesh with regards to doing a malacha for eichel nefesh on Chol HaMoed? What are the limitations? One limitation is doing it for after Yom Tov. So I can't go and do malacha and eichel nefesh to have the food for after Yom Tov. I can cook a lot because I want to make it taste good, etc. And I'll, if there's something left over, something is left over. But if I want to go apple picking with my family, Chol HaMoed Sukkos, and you know I want to take the whole crowd out there, we're going to pick you know a lot of apples. You're not going to use all those apples. There's apple pie and there's apple sauce and there's apples and there's apple crunch and there's apple crisp and there's apple kale. How much are you going to use those apples in Chol HaMoed already? There's only so many apples you could use. Right? So that's already, is that permitted? So Rav Moshe Zatzal said that is permitted because you're doing it for the enjoyment of the picking itself. So that's considered a tzarech Chol HaMoed, the picking itself. Most other persons disagree with the Moshe and say that you're doing a malacha, it has to have an actual tzarech for the yaptiv itself. And therefore he says it's a problem. Same with fishing. A person's going fishing and he catches a few fish to use to eat, that's fine. A person is catching a lot of fish and he'll put away for after Yom Tov, that's already going to be a problem. One heter is, I could in both those scenarios, if I pick, because I want to get better fruit, I pick one, I see a better one, I'll take that one, that's okay. If you keep picking because you want to get better fruit, that's going to be permitted. So one limitation is doing malacha for after Yom Tov. The Chayyadim says you cannot do malach on Chol HaMoed, eichel nefesh, for the purpose of a non-Jew. The same way you can't do malach on Yom Tov for a non-Jew, you cannot do malach on Chol HaMoed for a non-Jew. So a person could not do malachas eichel nefesh for the purpose of another Jew, he could. For the purpose of a non-Jew, he could not. Okay, have a good morning.